The Strange Story of Oliver. Now, this is a very strange story. If you're not sure whether you like strange stories, it might be a good idea to listen to this story with one eye closed and your hand over one ear until you decide whether you like it or not. The little boy's name was Oliver, and there was something very strange about Oliver. If you want to know why Oliver was very strange, you will have to keep listening, because I cannot tell you straight away. And even if you knew Oliver, he could not tell you, because Oliver himself does not know he's strange. You see, nothing had happened to Oliver until he was about 7 years old. Then, one morning, when he was just about to start his breakfast, he realised there was no milk on the table for his cornflakes. As he was feeling very tired after a long night's sleep, and the milk was in the fridge on the other side of the kitchen, he said to himself, "Oh dear, I wish I had some milk to pour on my cornflakes." That noise you just heard was a bottle of milk landing on the table. Oliver looked around. He was the only person in the kitchen. Where had the milk come from? But it had saved him a walk to the fridge, so he opened the milk and poured it on his cornflakes. Travolta. Now that's a nice name, isn't it? And that's the name of Oliver's dog. And Travolta had just come into the kitchen wagging its tail. And when Travolta wagged its tail, it usually wanted something. And as it was poking its nose into its food bowl, Oliver guessed Travolta wanted breakfast. With a big sigh, Oliver opened the cupboard door, and guess what? Travolta's food box was empty. Oh no! That was the sound of Oliver's father slapping the side of his head. He had come into the kitchen and seen Travolta's empty food box. That's Travolta barking because he is hungry, and Oliver's father had forgotten to buy the dog's food. Oliver looked at the dog, and the dog looked at Oliver. "I wish I had some food for you," Oliver said to his dog. That's right, you've guessed. That was a box of dog food arriving. Where did that come from? Oliver's father looked so surprised, his eyes crossed. Oliver looked at the bottle of milk and the box of dog food. Something very strange was happening. "Oliver, you'll be late!" Oliver's mother dashed into the kitchen, and before he could say goodbye to his father, he was in his overcoat with his school cap on his head and his satchel in his hand in the back of the car on his way to school. The first lesson was on animals, and the teacher held up pictures of animals for the children to learn the names of the animal in the picture. First, she held up a picture of a tiger. Oliver thought it looked very fierce with its big white teeth. Then she held up a picture of a big brown bear. Oliver thought he would not like to meet one of those in the woods. Then she held up a picture of a lovely black and white cow. Now, thought Oliver, I would like a cow like that. There was a big hole in the side of the classroom, and coming through the hole was a big black and white cow. That is the teacher screaming. She did not want a cow in her classroom. That is the children clapping, because the cow was winking at them. Of course, the police and the fire brigade were called, and the firemen pushed the black and white cow out of the school, and the police stood guard in case more cows tried to get into the classroom. Oliver thought it was very funny and told his father all about it when he got home from school. Bottles of milk, boxes of dog food, cows in the classroom. Oliver's father was beginning to get worried. Strange things were happening around Oliver. And they were going to get stranger. And do you know what the next thing was? Well, believe me, I'm telling you this story, and it even made me bounce on my bottom. I was very lucky because my bottom was bouncing on a chair. You see, Oliver had a little red bus he used to play with, and one day he said to his daddy, "You know, Daddy, I wish I had a bigger red bus." "What was that?" asked his daddy. "I don't know," said Oliver. "Well, we know that sound, don't we? It was somebody knocking on their front door." Oliver's father opened the front door, and Oliver's father was ojimiflicked. You get ojimiflicked when you see something you cannot believe. It is more than just being surprised, it is being ojimiflicked. In the doorway was a policeman, and he was not very happy. But it was not the policeman that ojimiflicked Oliver's daddy. Behind the policeman, in their front garden, was, yes, you've guessed, a big red bus.
"What are you doing with a big red bus in your front garden?" asked the policeman.
Oliver's father looked at Oliver. Bottles of milk, boxes of dog food, cows in the classroom, and now a big red bus in the garden. Every time his son wished for something, no matter how strange it seemed, whatever Oliver wished for, he got it.
"Big red buses aren't allowed in people's gardens," said the policeman. "So, move it."
"But what do you do with a big red bus in your front garden?" Oliver's father was very clever. He knew where there was a place for big red buses.
"Hello, this is the big red bus garage."
Oliver's father had phoned the big red bus garage.
"Hello," said Oliver's father. "I've got a big red bus in my garden. Would you like it?"
"We certainly would," said the man. "We are always short of big red buses."
And very soon a man arrived and drove the big red bus out of Oliver's garden and into the big red bus garage.
"You," said Oliver's father to Oliver, "have got to stop wishing for things."
Oliver nodded. He knew he was causing big, big trouble with his wishes. And so, for the next few weeks, Oliver did not make a wish and turned back into a normal little boy until one day he was playing in the playground at school when a much bigger boy suddenly bumped into him. Little Oliver fell head over heels right against one of the playground walls. Oh, how he cried! He cried so loudly one of the teachers came running. She picked Oliver up and dusted him down.
"Don't cry, Oliver," she said. "You're all right. You only have a bruise on your knee."
But Oliver did not want a bruise on his knee and straightaway said, "I wish I didn't have a bruise on my knee." Oh my goodness, Oliver has made another wish and his father had told him not to. And of course, something very quickly happened. Oliver's bruise disappeared. No, hold on. There is a problem. Not only had the bruise gone, but Oliver's leg had gone as well. The teacher looked at Oliver standing on his one leg with her eyes as big as saucers and her mouth open so wide, three flies flew into it.
"We must take you to the hospital," she cried. "You can't go home with one leg."
In the hospital, the doctor looked up Oliver's trouser leg. "No," he said. "Nothing up there. Your leg has gone completely."
"Where did you leave it?" the doctor asked.
Oliver explained how he wished he did not have a bruise on his knee and how his leg vanished. But the doctor laughed. "You are telling me you wished your bruise would disappear, and it vanished with your leg?" Oliver nodded. The doctor laughed again. "People's wishes don't work like that."
"Mine do," said Oliver.
The doctor laughed even more.
"Then why don't you wish for me a bottle of whiskey?"
"The doctor wishes he had a bottle of whiskey," said Oliver.
"Oh, no, no, no," the doctor yelled.
He flew out of his chair and ran to the corner of the room, trying to hide from the bottle of whiskey that had arrived on his desk.
"No, no, keep Oliver away from me," he yelled.
And then do you know what the doctor did? He jumped into the nearest cupboard and closed the door. The teacher looked at Oliver, and Oliver looked at the teacher. And then the cupboard door opened just a little, and the doctor poked his face out.
"Take Oliver away!"
The doctor's face had gone white with fright.
"Take Oliver away! Oliver must be a wizard. Only wizards can do things like that, and I don't cure wizards."
The teacher did not teach wizards either, and so took Oliver home. She explained that the doctor thought Oliver was a wizard, and he could not come back to school as the school did not teach wizards. Oliver started to cry. He did not want to be a wizard, and he liked going to school. What was he going to do? Do you remember I told you Oliver's father was a very clever father? Well, what would you do if you knew someone who was a wizard and didn't want to be one? It would be no good going to the doctor, would it? They just hide in cupboards. So, do you know what Oliver's father did? Something very clever. He took Oliver to the village wizard. Yes, and the village wizard said to Oliver, "Say after me, ickety jiggity figgity miggity." So Oliver said, "Ickety jaggity figgity miggity." "That is astonishing," said the wizard. "Oliver is a little boy wizard." And do you know how the wizard knew Oliver was a little boy wizard? Because only wizards can say ickety jiggity figgity jiggity. You try saying it, but remember, you only get one try. If you can't say it first time off, you're not a wizard. And there is something you mustn't forget. Oliver has only one leg, hasn't he? So the wizard was going to have to sort that out. "I can't get legs back," said the wizard to Oliver's father. Oliver started to cry again. He did not want to be a wizard, he could not go to school, and he only had one leg. He was in a bit of a fix, wasn't he? "I'm fed up hopping everywhere," cried Oliver. "I don't want to be a wizard anymore." "I can fix that," said the wizard. "I can cast a spell that will stop you being a wizard forever."
"Good," said his father. "Please, can you do it straight away?"
"I can," said the wizard, "but I'm not going to." That's Oliver crying so much he's giving himself a shower. That is the sound of Oliver's father hopping up and down, very, very annoyed. "Why don't you stop him from being a wizard?" he yelled. "Because," said the wizard, "Oliver has got to make one more wish." "And what's that?" shouted Oliver's father, who hopped so much his trousers were beginning to fall down. "He," said the wizard, "has," said the wizard, "got," said the wizard, "to," said the wizard. "He has got to what?" shouted Oliver's father. "Wish," said the wizard. "He has got to wish what?" Oliver's father seemed about to go pop. "It's easy," said the wizard. "All Oliver has to do is..." Oliver stopped crying, and Oliver's father stopped hopping. "Make a wish," said the wizard, "to get his leg back." Well, no one had thought of that. Straight away, Oliver shouted, "I wish I had my leg back." And he had. That strange sound is the wizard casting a spell. A spell that stopped Oliver from ever being a wizard again. "I shall try now," said Oliver. "I wish I had 15 elephants."
"No," shouted his father, "not another wish."
But it was all right. There weren't 15 elephants in the room. There weren't even 15 elephants in the front garden. And you know what that meant? Oliver, his father, his mother, the teacher, the doctor, and the wizard could all live happily ever after.